Hashtag justice for Jeannie. Is Lee County Sheriff Carmen Marceño sweeping crime and murder rates under the rug? The Aegis Alliance, Lee County, Florida. 31-year-old Jeannie Ashley Ullman passed away in Fort Myers on July 3, 2020. She was pronounced dead at 8:58 a.m. Jeannie was in college and on the dean's list before she met Eric Alexander Crawford in the fall of 2018. She relapsed back into drugs after she met Eric Crawford, who is also a drug addict. Jeannie's parents were very opposed to their relationship and believe that Eric Crawford ultimately murdered her. The motive to murder her may have been because Eric Crawford often accused Jeannie of cheating on him. He accused her of this many times and she denied it every time. Eric Crawford was at her condo when she died, and there are many discrepancies in the story he told Detective Ryan McKinnon. He told Detective McKinnon he came over to her condo the morning she died. Carmen, the lady across the courtyard where Jeannie lived, said Eric Crawford was at her condo for 3 days before she died. She said he drove a black Cadillac, parked in the front handicap spot, and the vehicle was there without moving for 3 days. Carmen does not work, is retired, and Jeannie's parents asked her to keep an eye on Jeannie for them. Eric Crawford told Detective McKinnon he only came to her place the Friday morning she died to fix her sink trap that was leaking, which is contrary to Carmen's observations. When Jeannie's father arrived at her condo at 11:30 a.m., he was not allowed to enter. Later that day at about 1:30 p.m., after the coroner's office left with Jeannie's body, her father was allowed to go in and noticed that there was no sign of any attempt to repair the leak. Only a trash can under the trap to catch the water. Jeannie desperately needed $60 on Thursday, July 2nd, and Jennifer, her older sister, went over to give it to her, but when she unlocked the door, the security chain was on and she called Jeannie's name and she did not come to the door. She saw a shadow in the condo, walking and moving. Jennifer finally left after no one came to the door. Jeannie, if she was able to, would have gone to the front door to get the $60. Jeannie sent her father a text message on Thursday, June 25, where she indicated she was afraid to park her car in front of her unit because she was afraid her boyfriend was going to kill her. Friday evening, June 26, Jeannie's father dropped off some food to Jeannie. He hugged her and everything seemed fine. She didn't mention anything about her boyfriend, and her father figured everything was okay and he did not pry. Jeannie was a problem child. Yes. But her parents loved her very much and never gave up trying to get her on the right track in life. Jeannie had a mental disability, received SSI, and was easily influenced by people, and especially the wrong people. She never fit in with the right crowd, but fit in with the wrong crowd because they used her, stole from her, and abused her. Jeannie is buried in Jacksonville Memory Gardens in Orange Park. Eric Alexander Crawford has a prior murder conviction on his record for manslaughter in 2010. We believe the Lee County Sheriff's Department is reluctant to call her death a homicide because Sheriff Carmen Marceño is running for election and wants to portray Lee County as a safe place to live, devoid of crime. The coroner's report ruled her death an accident, an overdose of methamphetamine and fentanyl. Jeannie Ashley Ullman had an open casket at the funeral home. Her parents noticed marks on her wrists as if she had been bound, and bruises on her face as if she had been in a struggle. The coroner somehow overlooked the signs of a struggle and being bound on Jeannie's body. Jeannie wasn't a meth user. She only used heroin, but meth showed up in drug test results. Crawford could have shot her up with both, an upper and a downer, to kill her. Detective McKinnon has yet to interview Crawford or return Jeannie's cell phone. The coroner's report indicated that her father identified the body at Jeannie's condo, yet her condo was classified as a crime scene by Detective McKinnon and her father was not able to go into the condo or identify her body. Jeannie's father did not see her until the open casket at the funeral. Crawford may have murdered Jeannie Ashley Ullman with an overdose injection and she may have struggled for her life. Sheriff Carmen Marceño intends to sweep her death under the rug and keep it quiet and let a murderer go free so he can get elected. Jeannie's father had filed a complaint against the Lee County Sheriff's Department that implicated them in trafficking narcotics, organized crime, a criminal organization. The complaint details how shipments of drugs are airdropped into the swamp in Everglades in Florida, then picked up by big fish drug dealers. This is a potential motive for retaliation by the sheriff. Delving into Eric Alexander Crawford's criminal history in Lee County. Case number 11CT504965, dated September 24, 2011. Possession of more than one valid driver's license. Case number 11CF018868, dated September 23, 2011. Just simple marijuana possession. But also for possessing drug equipment, and possession of a weapon or ammo by a convicted Florida felon. Meaning Crawford had a prior felony conviction in Florida. However, there may have never been a criminal investigation into Jeannie's death because her death was marked down as an overdose. The nonviolent crime was down by a significant amount in Lee County for 2019. Some nonviolent crimes are harmless and victimless, but not enough to have that much of a crime reduction, while many areas of Florida didn't see a reduction that significant. While crime did decrease by a small percentage in Florida overall in 2019, crime fell by 18.9% in Lee County, which is a big crime reduction that seems unrealistic. Nearby Collier County only saw a 1.3% drop in crime for 2019, which is normal compared to statewide, but there was an increase in rape, robbery, larceny, and vehicle theft, unlike Lee County that had lower rape rates. Murder rates in Lee County fell in 2018, the year Carmen Marsenio was appointed as sheriff, and murder rates also somehow fell in 2019 under Marsenio. But meanwhile, murder rates were higher overall in Florida for 2018 and 2019. Is Sheriff Carmen Marsenio sweeping crime under the rug, including murder and rape, because he doesn't want to have to deal with it during an election year so it will make him look good in the eyes of the voters? The evidence fits the crime or a lack of crime cover-up. We urge the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and other law enforcement agencies to look into and investigate these matters. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.